This is the Do It Scared podcast, episode 123. And in today's episode, we're going to dive into a topic that literally impacts pretty much everything that you do in life, your mindset, and really the way that you think about life and about your choices and about overcoming obstacles. Because the reality is that if your head is not in the right place, it's going to be nearly impossible to do the things that you want to do in life. But today we're not just talking about mindset, because I want to specifically talk about something that doesn't always get a lot of attention. And that is this idea of actually learning how to trust yourself, what that looks like, and how you develop the confidence to know that you are capable of doing the things that you set out to do. Guys, it is powerful stuff, and I can't wait to dig in. Welcome to the Do It Scared podcast. I'm your host, Ruth Sukup, and each week on the show, we will talk about how to face your fears, overcome obstacles, and most importantly, how to take action and create a life you love. Hey guys, and welcome back to the Do It Scared podcast. It is so much fun to be back recording this podcast again. And honestly, there are so many things that I want to be sharing with you that it's almost hard for me to settle down long enough to actually organize my thoughts and record an episode. And I'm not going to lie, it has been a crazy couple of weeks since we first launched our new brand, Thinlicious, on June 1st. It has been insane, to be perfectly frank. And honestly, I've been overwhelmed by the excitement, the enthusiasm for everything that we're trying to do with this new brand to make losing weight and getting healthy taste and feel good. Because, you know, because of my own experience and my own struggle, which I have already talked about at length here in this podcast, I knew that this was something that we as women really needed and wanted. I mean, at least I know that I needed it for myself, but I truly had no idea that it would so quickly take on a life of its own the way it has. It's just been insane. Because let me just tell you that so many women are so fired up about this. I've had so many people reach out to me over the past couple of weeks to tell me not only how excited they are just about this brand, how ready they are to make changes, and how much my own personal story has resonated with them, but also how happy, so happy they are to have something that is specifically targeted to women over 40, who have basically been forgotten and ignored by the rest of society. And they feel like they've found their place. That's what people keep telling me. I feel like I've found my place. And it just feels so liberating and so motivating. And they feel like they're truly part of a movement, not just to reclaim their health, which is huge, but to actually reclaim their voice in society. And I gotta tell you, I love it, because that is exactly why I created Thinlicious. And it's exactly what this brand is all about: empowering women to look and feel amazing so that you can make the kind of impact that you want to make on your life and on the world. But I'm gonna tell you this too, something that has come up as we've had so many women joining our Facebook group and getting started with the 28-day metabolism reset, is this issue of mindset when it comes to weight loss, and really when it comes to setting any goals or making any sort of significant change in your life. Because to be totally honest, everything always comes down to mindset. Always. It's always about mindset. At the end of the day, it's always about mindset. Yes, it is very important to have all the practical information and all the details and to have step-by-step instructions and to be told, first do this and then do this and this do and then do this, and the science and the why behind that, right? All of that is super helpful. But you have also got to get your head in the right place if you want to make a change. You have to decide to make a change, and you have to decide to stick with it. You have to learn how to control your thoughts and your self-talk. And you need to learn how to trust yourself to actually stick it out and follow through. So I guess today that is my big question for you. Do you trust yourself? Do you trust yourself to do the things that you say you're going to do? Do you trust yourself to become the person that you want to be? Do you trust yourself enough to follow your gut and your intuition? Do you trust yourself enough to question the people around you and to use your own critical thinking skills in order to determine what is true and worthwhile and worth listening to and what's false propaganda or just basic bullshit? And those are big questions. They're ones that require a serious amount of introspection and honesty. Because after all, trust is a very loaded word. But if the answer is no, or even not always, that is probably a big reason why you're not always seeing the results that you want to see in your life. Let's be honest about that. Because your success in any endeavor, whether it's in your business or your career or in taking control of your weight and your health, all of it starts with your mindset and your ability to control your thoughts and lead yourself. And ultimately, leading yourself ultimately means trusting yourself. So what does it actually mean to be able to trust yourself? Well, trusting yourself means that you're willing to follow your intuition even when it's uncomfortable. Trusting yourself means admitting that you don't have all the answers and taking risks anyways. Trusting yourself means giving yourself the freedom to sometimes make mistakes, not beating yourself up about them or allowing other people to judge you for them, but actually learning from them. Trusting yourself means that you're honest with yourself about what's possible and what's not possible, even when it feels scary or uncomfortable. And trusting yourself also means believing in the possibility of success, that you actually have the ability to accomplish hard things and achieve your goals, because without this belief, there is no way to know how far to push yourself or whether pushing harder will actually get you to where you want to go. In a nutshell, trusting yourself ultimately means doing what you say you will, being willing to make decisions, having the confidence to stay focused on your goals without getting distracted, and living your life with integrity. That's pretty big, right? So what sort of impact will this have on your life and on your goals? Well, being able to trust yourself will massively impact your life in lots of different ways. First of all, if you are able to trust yourself and follow your intuition, then you'll be able to make decisions that feel right for your life and for your own priorities. And because those decisions will come from a place of clarity and confidence, they won't cause as much stress or anxiety about whether or not they are the right choices. And that's a pretty big deal. But that's not all, because once you learn how to trust yourself, your life will by default become more rich and satisfying. How? Because you will know when to push yourself and take some risks and when not to do that. And because of this clarity around the choices you're making in both directions, it's going to feel easier for you to get on with things without always second guessing yourself. Third, you'll actually start reaching more of your goals because you'll trust yourself to actually follow through. You'll get better at sticking with it even when things get hard. And finally, and this is a big one, your relationships will improve dramatically because you'll be living with integrity and complete honesty with yourself. Others will feel more comfortable around you and begin to trust you more as well. So it's pretty a big deal. So with that in mind, what steps can you actually take to improve your mindset in this area and start to trust yourself more? Well, step one is to show up for yourself. Proving your trustworthiness to yourself starts by actually showing up for yourself consistently and doing what you say you will. Yes, it can be very easy to get distracted and busy by all those demands on our time and attention, right? Like there's always things being thrown at us all the time. But if you want to be the kind of person that gets results, then that starts with not just committing to yourself, but with actually keeping your commitments to yourself. How often do you say you're going to do something or even say that you're committing to doing something good or healthy or positive for yourself, whether it be getting in shape or saving money or getting your house organized or starting a business or being more intentional about journaling or drinking water or doing devotions or whatever other thing you say that you want to do. And then after a day or two, or maybe a week, you just kind of forget, right? Or you get busy or something else comes up or, you know what I'm talking about, right? It happens. And when that happens a lot, we stop believing in ourselves. We lose faith in ourselves. We know deep down that when we say those kind of things, it's only lip service because we've already proven to ourselves that we are untrustworthy. And for people pleasers, especially if that's your fear archetype, if you're a people pleaser, this can be really hard. Gretchen Rubin, in her book, The Four Tendencies, she talks about this. She talks about that some people are internally motivated, meaning they have a drive that comes from within, while other people are externally motivated, which means their drive tends to come from outside forces. It's something that we've actually talked about here on this podcast in episode 38 when I interviewed Gretchen. And if you've never listened to the episode, definitely go back and listen to it. It's fascinating. But what that means is that if you tend to be a person who is externally motivated rather than internally motivated, you're going to have to work extra hard to show up and keep those commitments to yourself. Because every time you actually show up, you are proving to yourself that you can be trusted. But every time you don't, you are letting yourself down and eroding that trust. This is something that I talk about a lot with my students in the Activate Coaching Program and also in my time management program, Tame Your Time. In both those programs, I teach something that's called power planning, where you plan your week based on your big goals, and then you actually plan out time or block out time to accomplish the things that you want to do. And the thing that I remind my students of every single week is that you have to treat those appointments that you make with yourself as serious as you would treat appointments with other people. You have to be willing to show up for yourself and to take that the same way, to take those commitments as seriously as you would treat the commitments that you make for other people. If you had a doctor's appointment, you would show up because you made that appointment. They'd probably charge you if you didn't show up, right? You take it seriously. You have to take your appointments with yourself just as seriously. But it's not just that. Showing up for yourself also means showing up in other ways. Almost like making micro commitments to yourself. If you've ever read the book Atomic Habits by James Clear, which is an awesome book, by the way, highly recommend it. He talks about this idea of micro commitments and making tiny changes that you can then build upon. And I think so often we try to make these big sweeping changes in our life and we go in guns blazing and all gung-ho, but then we can't sustain all the changes because it's just too much all at once. And even now, as we've launched Thinlicious and we're starting to see so many people in our community ready to lose weight and get healthy, I am also noticing a lot of people who have that same mentality, this sort of, I want to do everything all at once. They want to start the 28-day metabolism reset, but then they also want to start an exercise program and start taking supplements and start drinking a gallon of water and do a cleanse and do all the other things that they think are going to get them healthy, as if doing it all at once will somehow make it happen faster. And you know what else? I totally relate to that because for so many years, this was always what I would do too. It was all or nothing. And usually it ended up being nothing because I couldn't sustain it and I lost faith in myself. So my advice is to start with small commitments. You want to get healthy? Start first with changing the way you eat with our 28-day metabolism reset, for instance. Don't worry about exercise or supplements or all the other things just yet. Just focus on learning this one new thing. And then once you've proven to yourself that you can eat that way consistently and you can make good choices on an ongoing basis, then add another small change and do that consistently for a while. It's amazing how those small steps will add up when made consistently over time. So show up for yourself. That's step one. Step two is to own your decision making. Now, this is all about taking complete responsibility for your own success and your own failures. It's about knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that no one else is in charge of your life. Because you can't always control every circumstance or every opportunity, but you can control how you choose to respond. I like to look at this as a matter of playing the hand you are dealt, right? You get dealt a hand of cards and you got to play to the best of your ability, whether it's a good hand or a crappy hand. And of not making excuses. This is not making excuses. You're not blaming others. You're not blaming external factors or other people in the process of achieving a goal. And if you're a leader, it also means taking responsibility for the people you are leading. If they screw up, that's ultimately on you because it was your leadership that failed them. And guys, make no mistake on this because I make it sound easy, but it's not easy. This is hard. It is human nature to want to blame other people or our circumstances when things go wrong or we don't get what we want or we fall short of our goals and expectations. It's so much easier to point the finger than to acknowledge our own shortcomings. And it's way easier to give up when things get hard, especially if we have a legitimate excuse for quitting, right? We can rationalize everything, but a good excuse is still an excuse. And that is why taking 100% ownership for your life is so incredibly powerful. Charles Duhigg, who you may remember from episode 117, talks about something called the locus of control and the difference between having an internal locus of control, which essentially means believing that you are in control of your own choices, and an external locus of control, believing that your choices are outside of your control. And he talks about this and he talks about the impact that it has on our lives. And what he found is that people who have an internal locus of control, who believe that they are in control of their lives, are far more motivated, productive, and successful in life. And while this might seem scary, it might seem scary to take total ownership for yourself, it is actually so incredibly freeing. Because when you take total ownership, you don't have to worry about what happens to you or how other people may treat you or what obstacles come your way, because ultimately you are in control. But owning your decision-making is actually taking that idea one step further. It's realizing that when you are the CEO of your life, that you are the captain and that you have to decide where to steer the ship. You know, it's so easy, especially when so much of what happens in our life feels out of control and out of our control, to forget that we are actually in charge of our own lives. And it's really easy to look to other people who seem to be authority figures in different ways to tell you what to do, whether it's your boss, whether it's a coach, whether it's somebody in the outside world, an influencer. It's really easy to look to other people to tell you what to think, what to do, how to act. But here's the thing. No one else is in charge of your life or where what you do or where you decide to go. You are in complete control, whether you acknowledge it or not. Ultimately, you're the one who has to make decisions for your life. You set your goals, you decide your priorities, you choose the relationships you want to invest in, you decide what matters, you choose what to focus on. But you know what else? When you start owning it and you start embracing the fact that you are in charge, you will also start trusting yourself a little more. So here's what I'm going to encourage you to do. Put on that CEO hat. Tell yourself, I am the CEO of my life, and that makes me a badass. I got this. It's no one else's responsibility to live my life. So that is step two, own your decision making. The third step in learning how to trust yourself is to stay committed to your goals. And that means, first of all, setting clear goals for yourself. But more importantly, it means actually following through on those goals without allowing yourself to get distracted by all those bright, shiny objects vying for your attention. And you know what else? It also means getting back on the horse, even if you fall off. In the book, Getting Things Done by David Allen, there's this great section where he talks about how when we fall off track with our goals and projects, it's usually one of two things that's happening. It's either that something that has come up that was unexpected or unplanned for, in which case we can just get right back on, right? Then we can just account for that thing and do it later. That's not usually a big deal. But when we fall off track, the other main reason that we fall off track happens when we are resisting what we're working on because subconsciously we have some sort of mental block happening. Either it doesn't resonate with what we really want deep down, or maybe it's not fun, or maybe it seems boring compared to something else that's going on around us, or maybe it just feels scary and uncomfortable. And so instead of committing wholeheartedly to that goal that you've set for yourself, you procrastinate, you stall, you make excuses, you allow yourself to get distracted because you are deep down resisting that goal. But guess what else? Nothing will teach you how to trust yourself more than actually following through and achieving hard things that you've set out to do. Here in the Do It Scared podcast, we've talked about goals and goal setting and following through on your goals many, many times in many different episodes. I'm not going to list them all, but if you haven't listened to any of those in a while, I do recommend going back and getting a refresher. But here's the thing about goals, guys. I can't make you do it. Only you can do that. And that means coming back to those goals week after week in order to prove to yourself that you are a person that actually accomplishes the things that they set out to do. So are you showing up in that way? Do you set clear goals? Do you make a plan for how you'll follow through? Do you work on them consistently and check in with yourself to make sure that you stay on track? If not, this is the time to start. So that's step three, stay committed to your goals. And finally, step four in learning how to trust yourself is to be vigilant about guarding your integrity. And I'm sorry to have to say this, but in life, there will always be ample opportunities for you to compromise when it comes to doing the right thing. Don't. It's never worth it. And the short-term gain of more money or more status or not making waves or not offending someone because you were afraid to speak up isn't worth the long-term loss of trust that you'll have in yourself, not to mention the loss of trust others will have in you if they find out. The thing about integrity is that it's actually really simple. Don't lie. Don't make promises that you don't intend to keep. Don't tell people you'll do something when you won't. Don't tell stories that aren't true. Don't cheat. Don't try to pull the wool over someone or take something you didn't earn or don't deserve. Don't steal. Don't try to pass off someone else's ideas as your own. Don't take something from someone else. Don't be an a-hole. Follow the golden rule and treat people the way that you would like to be treated. Don't gossip or snark. Don't say anything behind someone's back that you wouldn't dare to say to their face. And here's the thing, you guys. If you run your life with integrity, you'll never have to worry about being called out or being caught. Because we've seen that a lot lately, haven't we, over the past few years? Celebrities or other influencers being canceled. Their words and actions come back to haunt them. And while I'm not actually a big fan of cancel culture, I do think that it's important to live your life with the kind of integrity that allows you to sleep like a baby at night, never once having to worry that you're now ashamed that something might come back to bite you. So that's step four, live your life with integrity. It's not always easy to trust yourself, especially when you're pushing outside of your comfort zone in order to achieve big goals or make big changes in your life. But trust is essential because that's what's going to allow you to fully step into your own as the person you truly want to be. And so when push comes to shove, that's my question for you. Do you trust yourself? Are you someone who does what they say they will? Do you trust the decisions that you are making? Do you trust yourself as the CEO of your life, as a person who lives with integrity? And if not, how will you begin to build that trustworthiness in your life? All right, guys, that's about all I've got time for today, but please stay tuned for another riveting episode of the Do It Scared podcast coming very soon. And once again, as always, I would love to hear from you about what you want to hear about on this podcast, what topics you'd like to see me cover, even what guests you'd like to see me bring on, because I am 100% here for it. You can DM me on Instagram at RuthSukup if you want to get in contact with me, or you can email me directly at ruth@ruthsukup.com. And I have some very exciting news that next week I will be doing my first interview episode since bringing back the Do It Scared podcast. I will be sitting down with our Thinlicious physician advisor, Dr. Edie Wadsworth, to talk about the metabolic science behind our program and to get her take on metabolism, hormones, insulin resistance, and the importance of mindset when it comes to achieving your goals. Dr. Edie, if you know her, is so amazing, and it is going to be such an incredible episode. Definitely one you do not want to miss. In the meantime, if you are interested in learning more about Thinlicious and our 28-day metabolism reset, be sure to get signed up at thinlicious.com/reset. That's Thinlicious, thinlicious.com/reset. Or you can find us on Instagram at @thinliciouslife. All right, guys, that's it for now. I will see you soon.